Good morning. Some upper-level energy passing through interior New York and New England is wringing out available moisture in the form of flurries and snow showers across the region. Overnight, some of these snow showers did dust the ground in parts of the area, so some of us are waking up to a little light dusting of snow, otherwise a lot of clouds, and a breeze out of the west, which will increase today to between 10 and 20 miles per hour. That westerly breeze, though, will help the drying process, and some of the clouds will break up to reveal more in the way of sunshine as we get deeper into the morning, and especially this afternoon. Temperatures, meanwhile, will climb up into the lower and middle 40s on average. For tonight, high pressure dominating in the evening will keep it dry and clear. However, as that high slides away, the next disturbance will approach from the Great Lakes and clouds will be on the increase. There is the chance for light snow across the region in the pre-dawn hours, again coating the ground by sunrise tomorrow as lows drop back into the 20s. During the day tomorrow, as that system passes through the northern tier of New York and northern New England, we'll keep snow going for the first half of the day in the northern half of the area. This will accumulate up to at least a couple of inches and even more in the mountains as we get deeper into the day, while the rest of the region, let's say roughly south of I-90, will see a scattering of rain and snow showers with little, if any, accumulation after sunrise tomorrow. Temperatures tomorrow will average in the upper 30s and lower 40s, again, with a gusty west-northwest wind. On Sunday, behind the system, even colder air will build in. With a mix of sun and clouds, it'll be dry, and temperatures will reach the lower and middle 30s. Even more cold air spills in on Monday. It'll be dry with high pressure overhead keeping it sunny, but temperatures will only reach the middle and upper 20s. A storm system along the Gulf Coast early next week will ride up the eastern seaboard during the day on Tuesday. Clouds will be on the increase, and there is the chance for snow from roughly the Hudson River Valley and points east by Tuesday evening. The heaviest snow appears to be right along the immediate coast, depending on the exact track of this system. Highs on Tuesday will be in the lower 30s. Leftover light snow on Wednesday morning will give way to increasing sunshine, again in the lower 30s. We'll start to warm things up a bit late next week with highs by Thursday into the middle 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings continue in the northern tier of the United States and North Dakota and Minnesota. A storm moving through the region will produce 2 to 6 inches of snow in these locations with localized amounts from 6 to 8 inches through this evening. And winter storm warnings are also in effect for north central Montana. Snow accumulations will range from 3 to 6 inches over the plains to 7 to 11 inches in the Bear's Paw Mountains. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Kenora, Ontario, Canada, at 12 a.m. Eastern Time last Friday. The last report of hail was at Toyama Airport in Japan at 10:50 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow showers, fog, and blowing snow, 7 above 0 with a northwest wind at 81 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 42 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light flurries and 33 degrees with a dew point of 24, 70% relative humidity, a west wind at 12 miles per hour, gusting to 26, and the barometer at 29.88 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at West Kendall, Florida, to a low of 0 at Flag Island, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the lower 50s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 45 degrees, the low 34. The average temperature, 40, that's 4 degrees above normal. 0.2 inch of snowfall yesterday, 5.9 inches now for the month, which is 1.8 inches below normal. And 71.1 inches for the season, which is 16.9 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 46 degrees, the average low, 27. The record high 78 set in 1921, and the record low 1 below 0 in 1956. Sunrise this morning, 6:57 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:09 p.m. 12 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Clouds and light snow showers or flurries this morning, then some afternoon sunshine, breezy with highs in the 30s. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight with a chance of snow by morning and lows in the teens and lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the mid-40s. Clear early this evening, then increasing clouds tonight with a chance of snow by morning and lows near 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, clouds and light snow showers or flurries this morning, then some afternoon sunshine, breezy with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight, a chance of snow by morning with lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight with a chance of snow by morning and lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Clouds and light snow showers or flurries this morning, then increasing sunshine and breezy with highs in the lower 40s. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight with a chance of snow by morning and lows in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning snow north of I-90, a mixture of some light snow, sleet, and rain south of I-90. Precipitation winding down through the day as mainly rain showers, breezy with highs in the lower 40s. Lower 30s with a mix of sun and clouds and a breeze Sunday. Sunny but cold Monday, only in the 20s. A chance of snow, mainly in New England, late Tuesday into Wednesday. Both days in the lower 30s and back into the 40s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.